Like I say, we're glad to be back in the Lord's house this morning. Appreciate the privilege and the opportunity to be here. Glad to have you here in the service today. Just ask you to pray for us. If you want to read with us, we're going to read some out of the 27th chapter of the book of Genesis. Genesis, the 27th chapter. Very familiar scripture we know this morning. Enjoyed the service thus far. We're going to start with the first verse. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here am I. He said, Behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow. Go out to the field and take me some venison. Make me a savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob, her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau, thy brother, saying, Bring me venison and make me savory meat that I may eat, and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats. And I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. Thou shalt bring it to thy father that he may eat, that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver. And I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. His mother said unto him, Upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go and fetch me them. He went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were in with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. She put skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. She gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. He came unto his father and said, My father. He said, Here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said unto Jacob, Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. He said, Art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. He said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. His father Isaac said unto him, Come near now, and kiss me, my son. He came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. And let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let my mother's sons bow down to thee. Curse be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. And I believe that's all I'll read this morning. There's a good bit in this scripture that we've read to you, and most everybody knows that of the story of Esau and Jacob and the things that went on there. And that's not, we've got just a little bit of a thought this morning. We'll try our best to get ourselves out of the way and just do that, that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. The Bible says in here, this scripture, that Isaac had began to get old and his vision was dim. And it, as I read to you, he told Esau, said, Go out and kill the venison and make ready and bring it. And he said, And I'll bless thee. In other words, he is the eldest son. And as the custom was, that the eldest son was the one that received the blessing of that of the father. But you know what he said and what Rebekah had heard there, what Isaac didn't know, Rebekah did know. And I just leave that like it is. There's some things that went on back down through the years, brethren, between Esau and Jacob. And Esau had already sold out his birthright, and that, and Rebekah knew that. And she knew what had went on about that of Jacob. And she told Jacob what to do here. And he said, No, said, I'm not going to deceive that of my father, said, Esau's a hairy man, and he'll know that I'm not Esau. And the Bible says here, and that she said, that I've told thee to do, go ahead and do that. And said, if there's any curse or whatever, said, that'll be upon me. Now, the Bible says that he done this. He done exactly like that of Rebekah had told him, and Rebekah had took that and made the venison, and that prepared it like Jacob loved it. And the scripture says, or Isaac loved it, and the scripture says that Jacob had brought it to Isaac. And the scripture says plainly that, brethren, he says, Art thou my son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Well, he said, It's the voice of Jacob, my friend, but it's the hands of Esau. My friend, I want to talk to you this morning, the Lord being my helper. And brethren, there's not a parent in this house that brethren don't know the voice of their children. Do you know that? There's not a one. We tried to raise three children there, and there'd be times that brethren, one of them would cry out, and Kathy would know exactly. She'd know exactly which one it was. My friend, and a lot of times I might not have discerned it right offhand. My friend, but you let that come down between me and them, and brethren, I know pretty good which one was which. My friend, Esau was still out in the field. He hadn't got the venison. My friend, but I want you to think, brethren, his voice. My friend, he couldn't change his voice. My friend, he heard the voice, Isaac did, and he said, it is the voice of Jacob. My friend, but nonetheless, he couldn't get over. My friend, that of the hairy feel of his hand. Now listen to me. I want you to know today, my friend, that I do not believe, my friend, for 1 minute, that you'll ever get over the voice, my friend, of God speaking to you. My friend, no, you won't. My friend, it makes no difference who you are. It really doesn't. There's something about the voice of God. My friend, they most certainly are. And the Bible says, you might say, preacher, my friend, what if we don't know his voice? My friend, it don't take long, my friend, to discern and figure out, my friend, that it's the voice of God. No, it don't. My friend, we've heard the voice, my friend. Yes, we have. We've had people, my friend, that's heard the voice. My friend, yet they've went over the voice. My friend, they've done over that what the voice said to do. My friend, I really don't know this morning. I don't know your heart. I'm going to have to take my time. My friend, it seems like that I'll try my best to do that. May the Lord, my friend, just add his blessing. My friend, to that of the word. My friend, there was nothing. My friend, nothing that Isaac could do. Once he is convinced, my friend, that Jacob was Esau. My friend, brethren, he told him just to bring the venison. My friend, that he'd eat it. And that he'd eat the venison. Brethren, and he did. And my friend, and then he told him, said, come near, my son. And my friend, and kiss me. And then he blessed him. And my friend, he give him that of the blessing that come from the father to the son. Most certainly did. Didn't make no difference. And my friend, about the voice. Now, I could get into a lot of different things concerning this story. My friend, about Esau and Jacob and all that, but this is what we have. My friend, and I want to talk to us, the Lord help us, brethren, about the voice. My friend, the voice. Now, I'll tell you, there's nobody. My friend, when I was a child, my friend, that I know the voice of my dad. My friend, and I know the voice of my mother. I most certainly did. It didn't matter how far I got away. My friend, brethren, if I got in listening difference, distance, my friend, I could tell. My friend, that there was something, I better get home. My friend, most of the time I was supposed to stay in distance. My friend, but I would slip on down a house or two. My friend, and I'd get on down around the curve. now, friend, and I couldn't have heard them. Doesn't make no difference what they're saying. Help now, friend, but I'd be listening as I'd get a little closer home. Help now, friend, yes. Help now, friend, and as I got about the point where I could hear. Help now, friend, I could hear that little old voice. Help now, friend, Randy. You better get home. Help now, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know what? Help now, friend. I don't know how long she had been hollering at. Help now, friend. But, brethren, I heard the voice. Help now, friend. And I got home. Yes, I did. I knowed better. Help now, friend, than to ignore that of the voice. Help now, friend. The Bible says in the beginning. Help now, friend. I think this is real interesting. Help now, friend. I've never paid a lot of attention. Help now, friend, evidently to what the scripture said. Help now, friend, and I've quoted it many a time. Help now, friend, and I've probably preached on it time after time. Help now, friend, but Adam, when Adam and Eve sinned. Help now, friend, you know what the scripture says. Help now, friend, they heard. Help now, friend, it wasn't just Adam. Help now, friend, it said they heard. What'd they hear? They heard the voice. Help now, friend, of the Lord God walking. Help now, friend, did you get that? Help now, friend, the voice of the Lord God walking. Help now, friend, in the cool of the day. Help now, friend, I don't know. Help now, friend, I don't know whether I've ever heard a voice walk or not. Help now, friend, but brethren, his was. Help now, friend, yes, it was. Help now, friend, go and read it. Help now, friend, I heard the voice. They heard the voice. Help now, friend, of the Lord God walking in the cool of the day. Help now, friend, and brethren, the Bible says they hid themselves. Help now, friend, what'd they hide from? Preacher, they hide. They hid from the voice. Help now, friend, just the voice. Help now, friend, now when my mother, help now, friend, was hollering for me to come home. Help now, friend, I could tell in her voice. Help now, friend, if it was she had been hollering a while. Help now, friend, or if it's the first time that she had just hollered. Help now, friend, I could tell by her voice. Help now, friend, yes, sir, can't you tell this morning? Help now, friend, by the voice. You say, preacher, some people ain't heard the voice of God. Help now, friend, well, I'll say it won't take long. Help now, friend, it won't take long. Can I tell you something? Help now, friend, they say, some of you can't use that excuse. Help now, friend. Some of you's heard the voice of God. Help now, friend. You most certainly have. Help now, and brethren, it ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. My friend, you saying you don't recognize the voice. Help now, friend, because you'd be a liar. Help now, friend, yes, you would. Yes, you would. You know that Adam had heard his voice before. Help now, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, he had heard his voice before. Yes, he had. Help my friend, both of them had. Help my friend, they had heard the voice of God. Help my friend, now, brethren, I'm persuaded this morning. Help my friend, that you've heard the voice of God. I'm going to preach you what God give me. Help my friend, you might say, preacher, and I'll say this, and I'm guilty. Help my friend, and you don't even know it, but I'm guilty sometimes. Help now, friend, brethren, when the Lord gives me something. Help friend, sometimes people come before me. And you know what? More times than not, my friend, they ain't in the presence. Glory to God. My friend, you say, preacher, why is that? Well, I don't know. My friend, all I can tell you, I know where the my friend message come from. My friend, and if they ain't here, my friend, there ain't nothing I can do about that. My friend, but I'll say this, how the Lord's got a funny way of getting people's attention. My friend, he most certainly has. Yes, he has. My friend, but hear me this morning. My friend, brethren, the voice. My friend, brethren, that Adam and Eve heard. Brethren, it put them on alert. My friend, yes, it did. Yes, it did. It had never, my friend, put them on alert before. My friend, but it put them on alert this time. The Bible said they went and hid themselves. My friend, yes, they did. They hid themselves. The Scripture says that then he cried out, Adam. Adam, where art thou? My friend. Brethren, and then he spoke up. And he told the Lord, he said, Lord, here I am. My friend, he said, Adam, my friend, have you partaken of that forbidden fruit? My friend, Adam said, yes, and I heard your voice, but I was afraid. My friend, because I was naked. My friend, now think about that. My friend, yeah, they was naked and open before God. My friend, I believe at this time they had already sowed the fig leaves on. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, that didn't cover it. My friend, that didn't take care of the problem. My friend, these folks a lot of times try to do a lot of different things. My friend, for themselves, my friend, not to be found. My friend, not to be caught. My friend, but brethren, your disguises don't work. My friend, no, sir, you know the voice of God. My friend, yes, you do. My friend, now hear me. My friend, they was a man by the name of Jeroboam. My friend, brethren, and he had a wife, and he had a son. My friend, and the son, my friend, became ill. My friend, sick. My friend, and he told his wife, he said, now wife, he said, I want you to disguise yourself. My friend, I want to show you how disguises work with the Lord. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, the Bible says that she disguised herself. My friend, to me and you, she probably wouldn't have looked like herself. My friend, have you ever seen somebody, my friend, that just made themselves up? My friend, and when you first looked at them, you thought, well, who in the world? My friend, is that? And then somebody tell you, well, that's so-and-so, and I said, there ain't no way. My friend, they've been, some of them dressed up pretty good. My friend, I know them fairly well, but I had never seen them like that. My friend, but listen. My friend, Jeroboam said, you go to the prophet. My friend, that told me I'd be king in this place. My friend, and said, you ask him, my friend, is the child going to live? My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Bible says, my friend, that the prophet had done got old. My friend. And his vision, my friend, was dim. Yes, sir. My friend, he couldn't see, my friend. I wouldn't have made no difference what she looked like. My friend, I love this scripture. You say, preacher, why is that? My friend, there's a lot of folks think they've got it covered. My friend, they really do. My friend, it just makes me laugh sometimes to watch people in action. My friend, don't it you? My friend, it really does. My friend, the Bible says she come into the city. Brethren, she come to the old prophet's door. Just knocked on the door. My friend, you know what he said? He said, come in, thou wife of Jeroboam. Yeah. Glory, glory. Glory to God. My friend, I'm going to tell you. My friend, I'm going to tell you why Jeroboam wanted her to disguise herself. My friend, because he had heard the word of God. My friend, against what he is doing. My friend, and he didn't want him to know who she was. My friend, he told her anyway, didn't he? My friend, he said, you go on back home. My friend said, when your feet enter the city, I said, the sun's going to die. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, that's the reason most folks don't like the voice. My friend, yes, sir. That's the reason most folks don't like the voice. My friend, but I'm going to tell you something. The voice don't change. My friend, I don't care how old you get. My friend, I really don't. I don't care how young you are. My friend, they was another young man. My friend, the Bible says that the Lord had not yet appeared. My friend, unto Samuel. My friend, but did you know Samuel heard his voice? My friend, he actually heard it four times. My friend, before he ever answered him. My friend, yes, sir. And when he said, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. My friend, he heard the voice. My friend, the voice began speaking to him. My friend, brethren, I want you to know you'll not run from this voice. My friend, no, you won't. There's an old king one day, an old prophet. My friend, I say he was old. I don't know altogether how old he was, but now he'd be an old prophet. My friend, he most certainly would. He is a prophet. My friend, and the scripture says, my friend, that he, my friend, he kept hearing a voice. My friend, saying, this is the way. This is the way. My friend, I find you say, preacher, you act like that's, my friend, comical. I got news for you. Have you ever heard the voice? My friend, saying, this is the way. My friend, and you just kept going in the wrong direction. My friend, you just kept going, didn't make no difference what the voice said. My friend, you just kept wandering off. My friend, brethren, we got a lot of wanderers today. We most certainly have from the voice. My friend, from the voice. Now, I'm not going to say. My friend, the scripture don't give me and you a whole lot about Joshua and Caleb. Did you know that? My friend, when they was in the wilderness for 40 years, it don't mention them a whole lot. My friend, but the scripture does say, my friend, that Joshua and Caleb wholly followed the Lord. My friend, I can't help but to believe they heard a voice. Yes, sir, Leroy. My friend, and I believe they heard the message. My brethren, when Moses spoke, I believe they listened. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I done told you, my friend, but I'll tell you again, it's worth telling. My friend, brethren, old Joshua, I don't know how far up on that mountain. My friend, he was when Moses was up there for 40 days and 40 nights the second time. No, the first time. my friend, yes, sir. But he was somewhere on that mountain. Yes, he was. My friend, and he wasn't in hearing distance, my friend, of what was going on down in the valley. No, sir. My friend, I just happened to believe that God had him, my friend, for a purpose. My friend, I'm going to tell you youngin' something. My friend, you need to listen closely. My friend, to the voice that's trying to talk to you. My friend, brethren, don't let people fool you. My friend, God is real. And I'll tell you something else, and he'll talk to you. My friend, and don't be amazed if you turn around, you don't see nothing. My friend, when the voice talks to you. Hey, yes, sir. Hey, yes, sir. My friend, that old Joshua was on that mountain somewhere. My friend, for he met Moses coming back down. Yes, he did. Now, I don't know altogether. I think the craziest thing sometimes. My friend, did you know it was not a set 40 days? My friend, when he left. My friend, brethren, they kept asking Aaron, where's Moses? My friend, if it was a set 40 days, he'd have told them. My friend, 10 more days, he'll be here. Yeah, 5 more days, he'll be here. Aaron didn't have the answer. My friend, Moses was on the mountain. My friend, the Bible says communing with the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, do you think Moses heard the voice? Yeah. Glory. My friend, he communed with it. My friend, they sang the song a while ago. My friend, Leroy said, ain't it good somebody whisper sweet peace? My friend, to you, you hear me. My friend, it's good just to hear the voice. Glory to God! Glory to God! My friend, it is. It's good just to hear the voice. Glory! My friend, just when he calls your name. My friend, he don't have to say much. You know, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, no, sir. My friend, I thought about old Thurman. My friend, brethren, we was over there. We was visiting. My friend lives over there in that place over there. My friend, rehab. My friend, he's in pretty rough shape. My friend, yes, he was. He was talking, we was talking there. My friend, just a little bit. He asked me a question. He said, now, I don't know how you might think of this. He said, well, where have you been all my life? And I said, what do you mean? He said, my friend, he said, I sure am glad the Lord sent you over to us. My friend, what he said? My friend, you know what? It wasn't just a few minutes here. He said something. My friend, and I looked at him. My friend, because I thought I heard what he said. My friend, brethren, we was talking about maybe how long he'd have to be there. My friend, he said, Brother Randy, he said, I don't know them leaving. My friend, he said, they say 2 weeks. He said, I don't know them leaving. And I just looked at him. He said, My friend, I don't know, and I'm not going to put words in his mouth. My friend, but brethren, I got to thinking about that. My friend, I don't know but what he didn't hear the voice. Glory! Glory to God! Listen to me, folks. Friend, I read something to you last week. Friend, about Moses. Friend and brethren, when God got finished with telling Moses what to tell the people, and when Moses got finished with telling my friend the people, God spoke to Moses. And my friend, did he not? He heard him again. Glory! He said, come up. He said, come up! Glory to God! Let's go up today. My friend, think about it. Come. My friend, he knew Moses wouldn't go inhabit that land. My friend, but he wanted him to see it. Did you know that? Yes, sir. My friend, if sometimes we'd listen to that voice, my friend, we might get high enough to see. See what's happening. Did you know that? Why, preacher, you crazy. My friend, not half as crazy as you think I am. My friend, but I'll tell you one thing. My friend, I know the voice. Don't you? My friend, I know the voice. I've heard the voice. My friend, do you know why Eli told Samuel the third time he come to him? You know why he told him, son, go lay back down. My friend, you know why he told him to go lay back down? And said, when he speaks, say, thy servant heareth. Because he knowed the voice. Yes, sir. He knowed the voice. I believe he is in a state, Bruce, to where he longed to hear that voice. My friend, but he didn't hear it any longer. My friend, you hear me. My friend, don't camp too far from the fire. Do you hear me? My friend, don't camp too far from the church. My friend, no, sir. My friend, don't set up home somewhere else. My friend, don't put your residency. My friend, outside the limits. Do you know what I'm talking about? My friend, we used to play fox and hounds a lot. My friend, yes, we did. And we'd get in a big place. My friend, and we was limited. My friend, we had bounds. My friend, yes, sir, if you got outside the bound, my friend, and they caught you out there, you was automatically in. My friend, yes, sir. So we tried to stay in the bounds. My friend, you could hear in the bounds. Do you know that? Glory to God. My friend, can't you hear him calling? My friend, yes, glory. My friend, can't you hear him calling? Can't you? My friend, hear him calling? Brethren, God's on a mission today. My friend, and he still speaks with the same voice. Yes, sir. I still speaks with the same voice. My friend, that he always did. Now listen. Listen. My friend, brethren, I don't know who talks to you. My friend, I don't know if you just pass it off. My friend, are you just ignore it? My friend, now sometimes my friend, I have to get in a quiet place. My friend, sometimes. My friend, but I've had the Lord to speak to me in a crowded situation. My friend, hadn't you? People all around, just like the little woman. My friend, that come to him and throned him on every side. My friend, I've been in a crowd just like that. I, friend, 1982. Ain't I, friend, we went to the Southern Baptist Convention. Ain't I, friend, their Sunday School Convention. Ain't I, friend, they had 3 days of it down at Roswell, Georgia. Ain't I, friend, First Baptist Church in Roswell. Ain't I, friend, I don't know how many people it'd seat, but I can tell you it'd seat 4,500. Ain't I, friend, because they said that was the numbers there that night. Ain't I, friend, and I was as skeptical. Ain't I, friend, I was one of them didn't really want to go, but the other two was going, and I hate to tell them no. Ain't I, just to be honest with you. Ain't I, friend, I didn't figure there's much to it. Ain't I, yes, sir. Ain't I, friend, I just didn't figure there's much to it. Ain't I, friend, but I'm going to tell you something, folks. Ain't I, friend, I heard his voice. Glory to God. How you say, preacher, 4,500 down there, and you heard his voice? I heard his voice. Ain't I, friend, you know what their theme song was? Ain't I, friend, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Ain't I, friend, mostly men. Ain't I, about 99% men. Ain't I, friend, can you imagine them men singing, oh, how I love Jesus? I'm going to tell you one thing. Somebody had a good voice. Ain't I heard them. Yes, sir. Ain't I, friend, that ain't all. They had the program. Ain't I, friend, and Dr. So-and-so out of Tennessee is going to preach. Ain't I, friend, and he had all them letters behind him. Yes, sir. Ain't I, friend, and I thought to myself again, I said, this ought to be good. This ought to be good. Ain't I, friend, and I'm going to tell you something. Lo and behold, it was good. Ain't I, yes, sir. Ain't I, friend, that man had heard the voice of God. Glory to God. And brother, he preached. Thank God, and 4,500 of us ought to have repented that night. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Why, preacher? Because we heard the voice. We heard the voice. Now, I'm going to tell you, brethren, God's voice ain't boisterous all the time. They got a song out today, my friend. It's called Thunder. First couple times I heard it, I didn't know much about it. Had never heard it. But I liked the song. And it gets to talking about God moving. But then it gets to talking about, what about when he thunders? What about when he thunders? Huh? What about when he thunders? Elijah, my friend, had got in a situation. Elijah, that fiery prophet, that prophet that called fire right down out of heaven. Yes, sir, and God sent it. And he called it more than one time. Yes, sir, he called fire down, and it consumed about 150 men that I know of. Yes, sir. But listen, Elijah got over there feeling sorry for himself because he is the last one. That's what he said. I'm left. I'm the only one. Yes, sir. Sat down under that oak tree, went to sleep. Yeah. Bible says he heard a voice. Yeah, arise and eat. He looked, he's a prepared. He just got up and eat. Bible said he laid right back down. Listen to me. You can ignore that voice if you want to. But I'm going to say this. It's purely God's mercy if he ever calls you again. Purely. Purely. Yes, sir. Purely. Elijah laid back down. The old angel cried out upon him, Elijah, arise and eat. for thy journey is too great for thee. Yes, sir. He arose, he ate. Bible says he went 40 days on the strength of that meat. 40 days. Listen to me. He got down there in a cave. And brethren, he is going to wait till the Lord come by. Yes, sir. Was he not? Bible said the wind blew strongly, but the Lord wasn't in the wind. Fire came down, and the Lord wasn't in the fire. Earth began to quake, and the Lord wasn't in the earthquake. But he said, I heard a still, small voice. Do you hear that? A still, small voice. He knowed the voice of God. You know that? You know the voice of God. You know this morning. Without a doubt, I'm speaking to someone that knows the voice. They've heard it. Some may have ignored it. Some, my friend, may have done something about it. And some may have done the wrong thing. But you've heard the voice. You know this, and I'm going to tell you something, and Elijah knowed this too. He knowed the voice had spoken. Yes, sir. He knowed that voice. Voice. You hear him? Still, small voice. You hear him? Preacher, you playing tricks on me. I ain't playing tricks on you. He's speaking. He's speaking to you. Now, he told Elijah three things, I believe. He said, you go over yonder and you appoint Jehu to be king, I think it's over Judah. You go down yonder and you're going to point this and to be king over Israel. Yeah, can't remember his name. And he said, you go by Elisha. And you tell him he's going to be prophet in your stead. Yes, sir. Them three things, Elijah, you going to do. It got noised abroad, my friend. It got noised abroad that Elijah was going to be taken up, going to be took out. It got noised. The sons, the Bible says, the sons of the prophets was on the hills looking as Elisha and Elijah made their journey. You imagine? Think about it. And Elisha knowed. When Elijah come by Elisha, Elisha said to Elijah, he said, let me go bid my family farewell. He said, what's that to me? Go ahead. Elijah was going on, wasn't he? He was going on. And somewhere in all this, my friend, Elijah and Elisha being together, Elisha asked Elijah, he said, I want one thing from you. He said, I want a double portion of your spirit. A double portion of your spirit. He said, you've asked a hard thing, but he said, if you see me, when I go, said, may it be. Huh? I think he had a hard time getting rid of Elisha, don't you? I think they hooked to him. He told him one time, he said, you tarry here and I go over yonder. He said, not so. Not so. He said, I'm going with you. Yes, sir, I'm going with you. Brother Elisha knowed what was coming. But listen, it was because that Elijah obeyed the voice. Do you hear me this morning? The voice. I could go on and on. The scripture's full of it. Did you know it? You just get it down and begin to read. And look, it's all the way through. Even in Revelation, the Bible says that John heard a voice behind him. Didn't he? Behind him. He turned to see the voice that talked with him, and he saw one clothed in white. Huh? White raiment, hair white as snow, eyes like fire. Yes, sir. And the voice has many waters, feet like brass. Huh? You tell me what he saw. Huh? Think about it. But he never would have saw had he not turned at the voice. At the voice. You hear me? At the voice. I don't know your heart. Come get a verse of a song. I don't know what you stand in need of. I could go on and on and on. As far as the scripture is concerned. Do you know what the Lord told people? He told even his own disciples. He told them, he said, if they've not received my sayings, he said, they're not going to receive yours either. That's what he told them. Exactly what he told them. If they didn't move at the voice of Jesus, my friend, hear me, they wasn't going to move. You hear me? Did you hear me? The voice. That voice that you hear, my friend, it ain't my voice. It ain't mine. It's His. It's His. It's His. Do you hear one saying, this is the way? This is the way. There's people all over this world, my friend, that's found themselves a different way. Don't believe that. Won't have that. Nothing to that. Talk to them. They'll tell you. Old 1611 edition is, they can't understand that. Some of them can't understand it. Got to get them a new version. Well, preacher, it says the same thing. If it says the same thing, why in the world don't you just use that? Now, I'm not neither here nor there. But I know folks, my friend, that swap that for what they have, and they still hear the voice. This is the way. There's folks, my friend, in different denominations round about. I may get in trouble, I don't care. Brother, they believe people like me and you going to hell. Yes, sir? Yes, sir? Because we don't believe like they do. Yes, sir? Absolutely. There's folk, you say, preacher, you ought not talk like that. There's a lot of them out there saved. There's a lot of them that is saved. There's a lot of them that ain't saved. There's a lot of them, my friend, that had never been to Calvary. Ain't never had the blood applied. And I'm going to say this, my friend, there's a lot of Baptists that away. They most certainly are. I know about them better than I know about anybody else, but they, a lot of them, my friend, hadn't never been there. Been told everything's okay. They have. Well, preacher, you mean there's something to that? You better believe there's something to it. I know without a shadow of a doubt that if the Lord has ever dealt with you, you know His voice. You know His voice. Nobody anywhere has to tell you. And the fact of it is, He knows, just as David said, He knows my uprisings. He knows my down sittings, and He understands my thoughts afar off. He knows all about me. And you know what David said? He said, if he took the wings of an eagle and flew to the furthest, he said, Lord, Thou art there. Thou art there. He said, though I make my bed in hell, Lord, Thou art there. Preacher, I don't know about that. That's Jonah. Jonah said, out of the belly of hell I cried. Is that not what he said? God spoke to him. Yes, sir. And Jonah answered him this morning. You're answering. Sometimes it might be your action that answers. But you're answering him. You're giving him. Either you listening, coming, or you're going further away. Preacher, I don't believe that. I do. You're not going to stand still. You're not going to hear the voice, my friend, and stand still. You're not going to do it. Lord, when He begins to speak to you, well, preacher, He's told me I ought to do this and that, and I really don't want to do that. Boo-hoo. It's a fact. It's a fact. I understand what it is. Brethren, for the Lord wants you to do something and you not want to do it. But I'll guarantee you one thing, that voice, brethren, will never leave you until you become obedient to the fact. Obedient to the fact. Well, preacher, I don't hear it all the time. How many times he had to say it? How many times? Elijah, you know what Elijah asked for? Elijah said, I'm the only one left. He said, I'm just better off to die. Well, he was on his last journey. Was he not? He is on his last journey. Don't, my friend, get in a situation where you cry out something you don't want the Lord to really do. Think about it. The voice. You know what it was? I'll hush in just a minute. Do you know what it was when Jesus came into this world? The Bible says that Mary went to visit Elizabeth. Huh? Mary went to visit Elizabeth. Elizabeth was with child. She was with John. Yeah? Still in the womb. Yes, sir. And when Mary spoke, my friend, the Bible says that the babe leaped in her womb at the voice of Mary. Huh? There's something to it. Aren't they? There's something to it. At the voice of Mary. While we stand.